Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello.
Podcast Network Asia.
You're listening to the Unique Life Podcast, and we are powered by Podcast Network Asia and Podmetrics.
Hey, this is Jason Lo, and welcome to The Unique Life, where we unbox life and the wonders of your unique personality. For this episode, we are gonna unbox dating. Since it's still the love month, and last week I talked about the three types of love, check that episode out for you to have a more concrete definition of what love is. Today, this is for the singles. Dating. Well, for the married, you can reminisce, go back to the times when you were dating and figure out some things na, oh, kaya pala ganun yung nangyari. Dapat pala ganito yung ginawa namin. Para kayo naman na makapagbigay ng advice sa mga singles, right? Well, mom said you cannot go with men. They will take advantage of you. And the daughter answered, but mom, I'm 42. 42. No dating experience. But what should we do? Should we go out on dates? Or shouldn't we? You know, I haven't shared this for the longest time. I think I haven't shared this for more than 10 years. I'm not proud of it. But when I was still younger, I would talk about it. Okay, I'm going to share it now. There were seasons in my life when I was single that I had at the most, around 4 girlfriends all at the same time. 4 girlfriends. And I would jump from one relationship to the next, trying to look for happiness. But I couldn't find it. Because I was so empty, I didn't know what to do, and I thought that relationships would cure that. So if one relationship didn't work, didn't get me to feel better, I would look for another relationship. And 4 relationships all at the same time didn't even make me happy. So until now, my wife would still ask me, ilan ba yung naging girlfriend mo? Mga lalaking may ganyan na history, anong sagot natin? Anong sagot nyo? Nagmalinis. Konti lang. And now, my 2 daughters, Gabby and Alexa, 13 years old and 11, would ask me, Dad, pag nagtutruth and dare kami, okay, truth, how many girlfriends did you have? Pag sila nagtatanong, lalo ako naiiki eh, pag mga anak mo na eh. Kaya ngayon, araw-araw ako nagdadasal, Lord, for my daughters. Kaya mga lalaki dito, magdasal na kayo mabuti ha. Yung mga may history. Kailangan closer kay God. Pero ito yung sigurong masasabi ko, no? It's just like watching a movie. Yung pagnanood ka ng pelikula sa theater, parang hindi mo na alam kung ilan eh. Kakalimutan mo na. Medyo exaggerated yata yun. Sabihin na lang natin yung nag-start ng pandemic 2020. Wala ko alam sa K-drama. Na-convert ako ng wife ko. Siyempre, loving husband. Kailangan ko supportahan yung wife ko. So, yung nanonood kami, hindi ko na alam ngayong 2022 kung ilan ang K-dramas na napanood namin. So let's just put it that way. Now, you see, yung mga dating, so I have a lot of experience in dating. Okay? And ito yung tip ko as we unbox dating for all our single listeners right now. Yan. Okay? Una-una, here's my first tip. When you go out on a date, you should always, at first, or for a season, go out on a group date. So, instead of calling it a group date, parang going out lang with barkada, you like someone, you find someone attractive, go out with a group, look for her friends, your friends, being to bring them along, and it's just going out for fun. You see, someone has noted that dating is one of the most deceitful times in our life. Because we do everything in our power to fool the other person into thinking we are somehow perfect. Pag one-on-one, best foot forward. Pag one-on-one, you show your best angle. Pag one-on-one, you try to be someone you are not to please the other person, especially if you like the other person. But what if you don't like the other person? You show aggression, irritability, immediately on the first date, wala na kagad. But it doesn't work out that way. In fact, you could have met that guy or gal that you are meant to be with or the ideal partner, but missed out on it because you rejected the person on the first date. Diba? Yung ano ba siya? Maganda ba siya? Matangkad? Maganda ba? Maayos, manamit? Maganda ba? Malinis? Maganda ba? Matangkad? Nasabi mo na yon. Pero ayun pala yung mga ibang qualities niya, yun pala yung hinahanap mo sa kanya. Right? Maka-Diyos. Wala pa din, no? But you see, it's not all about looks. Okay, but you pray for someone with looks. Siyempre, gusto rin natin yan. Kung wala naman, well, there are other qualities that we can fall in love with dun sa partner natin. And we miss out on that because, well, we didn't give them a chance. Meron akong mga friends. Yung mga friends namin na yung mga lalaki, pag nakita mo, parang luging-lugi talaga yung babae, sasabihin mo kagad, mukhang mayaman to. Mukhang madaming pera to, kaya to pinatulan. Parang gano'n, no? Pero those friends that I know who are like that, yung mga lalaki, they're really amazing. Yung qualities nila, responsible dads, they love their wives. Pogi nga, pero sama naman ang ugali. Diba? Pogi nga, pero hindi naman makapag-provide sa family. The word synergy, it comes from the Greek word synergos, meaning working together. It is defined as the integration of two or more agents so that their combined effect is actually greater than the sum of their individual effects. Meaning 1 plus 1 is not equal to 2. 1 plus 1 is equal to 3, 5, 10, 1,000, 5,000 or more depending on your pond. Kaya yung mga movies ni Jerry Maguire, Tom Cruise, you complete me. I need you to live. I cannot live without you. That's not true. The other person should not complete you. You should be complete before you get into a relationship. Okay? You shouldn't get into a relationship because you need someone to complete you. You should be complete before you get into a relationship. Because you will try to find ways to complete yourself and yung partner mo yung nagiging source. Which is wrong because that person, no matter how hard he or she tries, they won't be able to complete you. Kailangan complete na tayo. Parang ganito, if you're not happy now, you get into a relationship, well, you'll be happy temporarily. Afterwards, you will revert back to how you were feeling, who you are, because you were unhappy in the first place. And ngayon, babalik ka sa pagiging unhappy, yung partner mo naman yung gusto mong hilahin pababa kasi kung unhappy ka, dapat unhappy din siya. Diba? Nakikisama dapat. Parang baso na pinagbabangga mo, yung dalawang baso. Diba? May laman yan eh. Kunyari, puno yung dalawang baso, pinagbabangga mo ng ganyan. So, lumalabas yung tubig. So, nakikita natin na grabe yung ano, emotions, yung feelings na lumalabas sa akin. Kasi magkakaroon tayo ng conflict, whether we like it or not. Ang di mo alam, yung content na yun na lumalabas sa baso, all along, it's there within you. All of those bitterness, unforgiveness, pain that you had before because you got into a relationship for the wrong reasons, thinking that you'll be cured magically, just like that, when you fall in love, okay? Or when you get into a relationship, and at times, when you get into marriage. Kaya this also applies in marriages. A relationship magnifies who you are, magnifies what's inside of you, and it puts a spotlight on it, right? Kasi pag saka, pwede mo itago eh. Pero nasa relationship ka na, lalabas na yan. Yung pala yung introduction ko. Hindi ko pa nabibigay yung tip. Nasabi ko na ba yung tip number one? Which is, kailangan group dates. Because you get to know who the person really is. I was jumping from one relationship to the next. Lagi-lagi yan. One-on-one date, kagad. Or pag nakilala ko sa isang party or group, ayun na, I would start calling and finding time alone with the person. Pero yung natutunan ko na to, I didn't get into a relationship for a couple of years. And I told myself, when I find the person who I want to be with, no kiss, no touch. And pag sinabi na yung words na, you may now kiss the bride. Yun palang yung time na we will kiss. And we were able to do it. My wife today, the first time we kissed was during our wedding. And my 13-year-old daughter heard about it, told her friends, and her friends told her, where did your parents come from? What planet are they from? 13-year-old to, gano'n na. So iba sa inyo, baka gano'n din ang iniisip. Sambang planeta nang galing to? Kasi natuto na kami eh. Diba? Matagal kayo together, 1 year, 2 years, 5 years, di naman kayo magkakatuluyan, lagi kayong puyat sa telepono. So, sayang yung time. Enjoy nyo yung singlehood. Being in a group date, you can see a person from up far before you become more interested to know that person up close. Mga times na may nakasama kami sa group, kita ko parang okay. Tapos, only to find out, pagpunta namin ng house, ang kalat, ang gulo. Parang ahas na yung damit, lahat nakakalat sa sahig. Sobrang gulo nung yung kwarto, parang yung pumunta kami doon, yung mga kasama yung mga friends, parang mahirap yata ito maging asawa. O yung minsan, hindi naman kayo, pero possessive, parang okay, okay ka lang. Or yung kumakain ka, biglang kukuha na lang sa'yo, uy, patikim ha, pagkain ko to, so, damot eh, no? Yung, can you respect space? So, those small things na hindi mo makikita kapag you are trying to put your best foot forward, right?
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Women, listen to this. Listen to this. It's very, very, very critical. Important. You are designed to be pursued. I'll repeat that. You are designed to be pursued. So, yung mga women na nakikita natin sa movies na nagpo-propose sa mga men, o yung mga nagbibigay ng love letters sa mga men, yung sila yung nag-initiate. Kasi pag pinakita nyo na you have feelings for a guy, automatically the guy would say that, hey, I have feelings for you too. Lalo if they find you attractive, even wala naman. They will be infatuated because men are conquerors. They're conquerors. Kaya kapag pinakita mo yan, that's gonna be a problem. Listen, ah, if you pursue a man, you will pursue him for the rest of your life. If you pursue a man, you will pursue him for the rest of your life, including when you are already married. Wow. Kaya women, trust in God's timing. Trust in God's timing. Enjoy life as a single. Don't be worried. As long as you know you're living life, you're doing things, you're doing the stuff that you love, your purpose, and you're serving people, eventually you'll meet that guy. The guy that you are meant to be with. Okay? Hindi yung mga punta ka ng bar, di ba? You'll meet guys there. You meet guys, yes, but you'll meet different type of guys, the negative types. But if you go out of your way to serve, you go to a church, a nonprofit organization, or in your company, then you'll meet guys who are actually gonna be suitable in terms of being responsible and good husbands. Hindi lang yung party-party. So, mga women, pag may mga guys naman dyan na aali-aligid, don't lead a man on until you're ready to follow his lead. Don't lead a man on until you're ready to follow his lead. In the Bible, in Song of Solomon, the Song of Songs, sabi dyan, do not arouse or awaken love until it so desires. Kailangan pa rin ng right timing. Mga men naman, listen. Guys, don't make a woman fall in love with you if you are not willing to catch her. Don't make a woman fall in love with you if you are not willing to catch her. So that's defrauding. Start something you cannot fulfill. Yan. Kaya mga men, be careful as well. Well, this applies to both. Don't lead someone else on. Iba na pala yung iniisip niya, ikaw naman parang wala, friends lang kami. Pero kung makadikit ka, pag nasa party kayo, siya lang yung nakikita mo. So, that's gonna be a challenge. Dating, listen to this, without intent of marrying is like shopping without money. Either you get frustrated or take something that's not from you. Wow. Kaya yung mga long-term relationships and then di magkakatuluyan, sayang. Better be single, explore life than be confined to a relationship that won't last. My wife shared this when she was in college. She went to UST. So they would enjoy going out, going on out-of-town trips. And she had a few friends who had boyfriends. And since may mga guys silang kasama, kailangan magpaalam sa boyfriend. Eh, hindi papayag yung boyfriend. So ending up, sila nasa out-of-town sila, nag-e-enjoy sila, having the time of their life. Pero yung friend nila, kasama yung boyfriend sa bahay, nanonood lang silang dalawa, or hindi papaalis sila, sa bahay lang siya, yung nakabakod na. Sayang yung time of your life as a single. Kaya if you get into a relationship early, you're missing out. You're actually missing out. Kasi magkakaroon ka rin naman ng relationship. Kaya pag kinasal na kayo, you'll be together, you'll have a family, your priorities will change. But if you're single, live life to the fullest. Right? Explore. You seek adventure. I'm not talking about the negative kinds of adventures, but adventure in a sense where you can travel, you can be with friends. Yung mga ibang friends pa namin, ganun na nga yung nangyari, hindi pa sila nagkatuluyan. Mahirap. Mahirap. And here's another reason why dating is such a deceitful. Kumaga, it's full of deceit. It's because we all start out wearing masks in our relationship to create a positive impression of who we are for our eventual partner. So our self-conscious efforts to win that guy or girl's heart are natural. We put on a facade. Yeah? Oh, eto, just for fun. Just for fun. For those who have gone out on a date already. Or the married. Married people who are listening to this episode. Identify any or all masks you wore. So these are not qualities you naturally have. These are qualities you tried to convey you had when you didn't really had them or have them because you thought they would be desirable to your date. Okay? Yung nagkunwari ka. Yung nagpretend ka na mahilig ka sa parks, strolling, o yung nagpretend ka na mahilig kang to go out sa mall, shopping, yung art. Mahilig siya sa art, so nag-research ka pa kung ano ba yung mga art na okay, para lang kunwari may alam ka, or you love reading these books, but you've never read a single book your entire life. What are those moments? O yung mga ladies na who pretended they love sports, basketball, and then when they got married, pag nagbabasketball yung asawa, hindi na pupunta kasi ayaw naman niya talaga. So what are those moments? Think about them. And I'm sure one way or another, you have put a mask on. Wearing masks, right? A group date, walang mask. What you see is what you get. Pero pag one-on-one date, may mask tayo. If we show immediately that we like the person, may mask kagad tayo. Masking is a term we use to represent the behavior of a person who is not functioning in their original personality. Okay? If you haven't heard, you can see, if you're watching this video, you can see the characters here on my left side but or right side. Those are the four personality types. Listen to the earlier episodes of The Unique Life and you will be introduced to the four types of people. The four personalities, the dominant eagle, the influential rooster, the steady carabao, or the corrective tarsier. And it's going to be an eye-opener. If you haven't grabbed a copy of my book, do so. Since Valentine's ngayon, check out my book, Uniquely in Love. So it's part of the Unique series, Unique, Unique Youth, and Uniquely in Love, specifically for relationships. Yan. Malalaban nyo kung ano yung personality nyo, your strengths, your weaknesses, and the strengths and weaknesses of your partner so that you can love each other the way not you want to be loved, but the way they want to be loved. Okay? So, nangyayari niyan, pag ikaw ay certain type of personality, you will try to be someone else. And then, what happens? When you get married, you revert back to who you really are. Sayang. Makita niyo talaga kung sino kayo. Tsaka sa relationships, no, yung opposites attract. It's true. It's true. I've discussed this in previous episodes. But if you see, let's say, a girl who is so quiet, clean and proper, yung talagang poise na poise, that she has this quiet spirit, and then you fall in love with her because you find something in her that you don't have personally. If you are the more aggressive type, you are the more talkative type, you are the more flamboyant type. And then when you get married, the very things that you loved about her, those are the very things that you want to change. Bakit ba tahi-tahimik mo? Punta naman tayo dito sa party na to. Bakit ba ganito? Eh? And then yung wife mo, ngayon, kailangan niyang magbago para sa'yo. Tapos yun ang nagiging source ng conflict. Siya naman, parang yun yung nagustuhan niya sa'yo. Wow, he's a dashing debonair, always out, he has a lot of friends, ako konti lang. I want someone who's like that, my opposite. Pero pag nag-asawa na, bakit ba lagi mong kasama yung mga ibang tao? So kailangan natin, the keyword is balance. The keyword here is we need balance. So that's my tip number two. Take off your masks. Take off your mask. Nauna yung tip no, bago yung point.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
So, first tip, go out on group dates. Second is take off your masks. And you do that as you become yourself. Kaya ako, mas maganda yung magkaibigan talaga kayo eh, muna. Kami kasi ng wife ko, 3 years kaming magkaibigan eh. So the transition wasn't that hard. But when we got married, we realized it's not gonna get easier because we have a lot of adjustments that we needed. And then the third is, can opposites be one? The answer is yes. The answer is yes. And I gave you a preview about opposites. Mukhang na-share ko na din to. Nauna yung point 2 and 3. Sinabi ko muna bago ko sinabi ko ano yung point ko. No? So yun yung tip 3. Opposites, yes, they can be one. When you ask, for example, yung partner mo, what's wrong? Lalaki naman kunyari tahimik, you always get the same answer, nothing. Oh, yung before parang wow, pero ngayon naman bakit he's not leading our family? He's not as aggressive as I want him to be. So you accept each other because both of you have strengths and you also have weaknesses. You complement each other with that. Kasi yung mga opposites, no, 60-70% of the time, you will fall in love with someone who is your opposite. Opposites do attract. You look for qualities in a person that you do not have. Now, what if you are both similar? In my experience, I saw this time and time again. Couples who are similar tend to have a calling together. I saw a pastor and a pastor's wife who are so similar. And today, they're both leading a church. Or a couple who has strong personalities. Both of them are leading their sales team or their business. So that can be something also that you can do because you think similarly. Magkaano kayo yung tipong wavelength. Kaya nagkakaroon ng, kumbaga, calling together. Okay? Now, transition from me to we. 3 questions that you have to ask before you get married, who's gonna be your master? Who will you serve? Yan. For me, my master is God, and I am a professed Christian, so my master is Jesus Christ as my Lord and my Savior. So for those of you who may have different thoughts on this, your master may be your purpose, pero mahirap kasi eh. sa totoo lang, lahat tayo may master. Your career may be your master. Your work may be your master. Think about it. What occupies your mind? Where do you use your time? So, meron tayong lahat masters that we serve. And ako, I'd rather have a master who can be dependable. God. Now, if my business doesn't work, if I lose money, for me, God is going to be there. Unlike other things na pag nawala yung ating money, then mahirap na. Kasi mali yung source of identity natin. And then the second question is, mission. How will you serve? So, who is your master? How will you serve? Right? So ako, the way I serve, my mission is to bring out the best in people so that they can be their best unique selves. How do I do that? Through my talks, my teachings, my speaking engagements, my books, and coaching. And then, your mate, who will you serve with? My wife, Kat. We've been together for 18, going 19 years. This is one of the most important decisions of your life. Nasa top 2, top 3 to most important decision in your life. Mabilis mag-asawa. Mabilis to get into a relationship. Mahirap lumabas. Take it from someone who has been there, done that, and regretted it. Sayang. Dami ko sigurong nagawa before, no? Kung hindi ganun yung pinagagawa ko. Don't follow your heart, guard it. According to Proverbs 4:23, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. Everything you do flows from it. So, ang relationship, no, when you date, when you get married, it's not about just two people. It's about three people. You, your spouse, and God. God has to be at the center of your relationship, because if not, then mahirap eh. Kumbaga, nandiyan nga si God, mahirap na eh. Paano papagwala? He is the glue that holds a relationship together, and that relationship is strong because you're drawing out from God's agape love. If this is confusing to you, listen to my previous episode on unboxing true love. Yan. So, this is the unique life. And before I end, we have unboxed relationships. Ayan, don't go, because I have my last words for you. Before anything, you know, I'm sitting right now sa super comfy na leather stool. And thank you so much to my good friends, Jason and Annie Chua. And I love these people. They are the owners of Urban Concepts. So it aims to provide affordable choices of well-designed, high-quality, and functional furniture. Their furnitures are also affordable. Their store are located at SM North EDSA, SM Fairview, Robinson's Galleria, Fairview Terraces, and Festival Mall. And you can check out their website at urbanconcepts.ph. Okay? So check out Urban Concepts for functional furniture that also is, kumbaga, stylish pa siya, no? Eh, kung pwede ko lang pakita itong upuan ko, I'll post it on one of my Facebook or social media posts. I love this. This actually made my life so much easier from my previous chair. Yung chair ko kasi dati, okay eh. Kasi yung talks ko online. 1 hour, 2 hours, kaya pa. Half day, sige lang. I think this month, February, I have like mga 6 or 7 talks na whole day, 8 hours. Nakaupo ka sa upuan. Kaya hirap. You need something that will help your back. May mga kilala akong may nagkakaslip disc because of this pandemic. They're always sitting due to work. Yun ang nagiging problema. So, again, Urban Concepts, maraming salamat for this chair, and visit their stores. And finally, as we unbox dating, ito lang, no? We are waiting for God to do what is right for us, but we are not being right with God. Kaya yun din, no? Yung completeness. Only God can complete you. Only God can complete me. If you're complete, when you come together, it's a relationship of not 1 plus 1, but it's a relationship of 3. Kasi si God, if you embrace His love, His agape love, you will move from a transactional relationship to a love relationship with your partner. Now, importante, no? As we end, I've shared tips for you about dating. Yun yung pinaka-importante sa lahat. Be the right person first before you look for the right person. And how do you do that? Be right with God. Hey, thank you so much for listening. And if you have any comments, please share it to us at jason@jasonlaw.com. I'm glad for all of our listeners here. I think nasa 50 plus episodes na tayo. Please like, subscribe on Spotify. It will help the algorithm. And if you're a supporter or you've been tuning in for quite some time, hey, share your comments. I would love to hear from you. Maraming salamat po sa inyong lahat. This is Jason Law. You are tuning in to The Unique Life, where we unbox life and the wonders of your unique personality. We have just unboxed dating. Thank you so much. We'll see you again next week. God bless you.
Hey, check out passionfruitph.com, our partner here in The Unique Life, Passion Fruit Marketing. So if you have any needs for your marketing or your passion projects, they are the people you should talk to. Want to unbox your full unique personality? You can grab a copy of my books, Unique, Unique Youth, and Uniquely in Love. Find them in my website, jasonlaw.com. That's J-A-Y-S-O-N-L-O. You can also follow me in Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter so that we can keep in touch at Jason Law. See you in the next episode.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.